This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Headphones are down, you know, you're thinking, well, we're not on the air yet,
no.
Are we?
Yeah, I think we are on the air.
All right. 92.7 WMDX. Good morning to everyone.
It's Friday.
Yeah, it's kind of chilly out there.
It is.
Chilly con carne. Chilly con carne.
It's 44 degrees. A cool start this morning. You want some chili con carne?
Chili con carne.
Chili con carne. Yeah, why not? You all right there, buddy?
I made spaghetti sauce con carne.
Are you falling off the chair?
I'm trying. I my back is to Sam, and I don't want my back to Sam. I gotta in contact, you know, with control.
Right.
You gotta look between us. You're the middleman.
I am. Yeah. So and you know, this eye is almost gone right at this point. So. swollen.
It is a little swollen.
Yeah, it's a little swollen.
Yeah.
You gotta
be okay.
You get into a fight or something?
Yeah,
I got shingles. Yeah, shingles.
Well, that's quite a fight.
Wait a minute. You were on the roof and you were working on the shingles.
Yeah, the shingle. A shingle hit me in the eye as somebody was tossing it off the roof. Yeah,
oh wow,
so.
That's bad.
You don't want that. You don't want that to happen.
No, so. No, you don't. Well, you're gonna be okay.
Well, I think so. We'll see. You know.
Okay.
Big giant. You know, anytime they give you a prescription for any kind of tablet.
Yeah.
That is black. That's wrong. It's just wrong right away.
Really? You're taking...
It's an antiviral pill, a very strong antiviral pill, because I'm fighting shingles at this point. Yeah. But, you know, the fact that it's a gigantic horse pill that's black...
I was going to say, it's like the magic potion in a Disney movie that has like that smoke coming off of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's something else.
Is it a pill or a capsule?
No,
or?
It's a pill. It's okay. A solid pill.
Boy.
I can take lots of pills. I don't have a problem taking gigantic pills.
Okay. All right.
One pill makes you small.
I hope you... Well, I hope you're feeling better soon. That's shingles is a tough one. Right?
It is a tough one. I put it off because
getting the vaccine.
Yeah, the Shingrix vaccine is very expensive. It's $200 a dose, and you need two of them spaced up a couple of months. But that's $400, and I kept putting it off. I could have got the cheap one for free that's included in my insurance, but no, couldn't do that. So here I am with shingles. My wife warned me. She gets shingles.
Did she?
Yeah. She said, you know, you really should get that shingles shot. Just any shot, you know, just get the damn thing.
And,
And I'm with her now, but it's too late.
Yeah.
It's too late.
I guess I'll get one.
Deathbed now. Yeah, definitely get it.
I should. Yeah.
You know, she said, oh, it's very painful. And I'm thinking, right. it's not good.
How does it compare to the kidney stone?
It's not as bad as a kidney stone.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah. They say a kidney stone is like a
childbirth. Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. That's what I hear.
It is.
I've been lucky so far. I don't think I've had a kidney stone. I think I would know it if I did.
I think you would know.
Yeah.
You would definitely know it.
A lot of back pain?
One side of your body is just incredibly painful.
Really?
And you can't find a comfortable position to get into.
Yeah.
And it's just... I mean, you just bundle over. That, you know, I went to the emergency room. You know, I never go to the emergency room. I didn't know why people go to the emergency room. Now I know why they go to the emergency room. You can't wait for a doctor's appointment 2 months later.
With a kidney stone.
Yeah. You had to go right away.
Where was the
emergency room.
Was there a central place where the pain showed up?
No, it's just the whole side of your body. It could
kidding.
Be like from your hip up to your rib cage. But it's brutal. It really is brutal.
Yeah.
Man.
All right. Well, that's
well. There you go.
Just a little
medical news there for you.
Yeah. All right. Weather-wise today, we're starting out at 44 degrees. Let's get the weather roulette wheel spinning and find out what the afternoon high
is. It's already kind of warm then. 44.
It's pretty mild. Day. Yeah. And today's high looks like
what Brittany said, it's going to be a little warmer today.
Well, 57, according to the roulette wheel, and a lot of sunshine today.
All right.
Okay. And we've got a lot of things coming up here on the show a little bit later on. Rocker will be here.
Rocker's going to be in here with local music, statewide local music. Love that stuff. And he knows that I like Americana music.
He does know that.
A banjo or two. you love the banjo.
You go right to the banjo, right? Every time. You skip over the other, you know, the zither.
I don't like zithers.
What's a zither fan?
Zither? I've never heard of that.
That's too weird.
It's like an auto harp kind of thing. Yeah. Only.
Oh, interesting.
More simple.
Hey, simpler. You know, that's an interesting point.
What?
I saw a video of the Stones doing one of their earlier songs.
Early video.
Yeah.
And Mick Jagger.
Yeah, that.
Mick Jagger is playing a zither.
Yes, yeah, something like that. Yeah. And, you know, it sounded so much like a harpsichord. Because
right?
I thought they had added a harpsichord in their songs.
Yeah.
But it's that thing.
Yeah, I think so.
It's pretty cool.
Sam's looking him up right now.
It does look like an auto harp, but without keys.
Mm-hmm.
It's
got frets on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of wild. All right. Should we get to the National Day calendar? Because there's a really good one here today.
Is it?
For you, I'm sure.
Oh, really?
No,
what's the really good one? I'm curious now.
I'm just making that up.
Really? A Three Musketeer bar, you know, with nougat?
Actually, there's really nothing great on the National Day calendar today, so we can plow right through it. Okay. It's National STEM or STEAM Day. Is it that? Is it National Parents as Teachers Day? How about National Cappuccino Day? National Harvey Wallbanger Day? Or National Hot Chocolate Day? Which one of those days does not belong, John Peterson?
Well, I don't know. You didn't mention it's not an Arnold Palmer Day.
No.
Is that the non-alcoholic drink? The Arnold Palmer?
You know, that's a good question.
Straight Arnold Palmer does not have alcohol in it. There's an alcoholic version from Twisted Tea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's...
Really?
That's the joke we found. Yeah, after, you know, Trump had talked about Arnold. you know, then we talked about the drink.
Right.
And yeah, it's non-alcoholic, so...
Okay.
But anyway, what were you getting at?
I was going to ask you which one of these National Day calendar items does not belong.
They were all...
Bogus?
No, they were all real.
I did put a bogus one in there.
What was it?
Why not do it anyway? Right.
Sam, you want to take a guess?
Time's up. I don't remember now.
Okay, give yourself the buzzer. Okay. National Hot Chocolate Day. It's not National Hot Chocolate Day. Okay. But it is.
Cappuccino Day.
It is Cappuccino Day. Cappuccino.
Cappuccino is one of the great drinks of all time.
Oh, why not whip up a frothy hot cup of cappuccino?
Yes.
It's the perfect drink on a frosty morning, meeting with friends, or just to enjoy a creamy cuppa. It says there, a cuppa. Traditionally prepared with espresso, hot milk, and steamed milk foam, a cappuccino is an Italian coffee drink.
Of course it is.
Yeah, okay. Yep.
Yeah. No, I had my first cappuccino in Toronto. I visited my sister there.
Oh, yeah.
She was going to college there, and she invited me to a philosophy student get-together before the classes started.
That sounds like the kind of place you would have your first cappuccino.
Yes, it was crazy.
Was it fun?
She wanted me to get into college and take philosophy.
Okay.
And I kept arguing with her, saying, you know, it's so illogical because all you have to do is use logic and you don't have to go through the philosophy class. But anyway.
Okay.
But I they had a lot of cafes up there in Toronto, right. And I would go to those for the best cappuccino in the world. And now I'm not quite sure what kind of coffee they used for the cappuccinos, because I think there's something called Robusta. But there's, you know, a different kind of bean that is exceptionally dark and flavorful, and then you have to almost use cream in it.
Okay.
And so that's why, you know, the steam cream mixes so well with it. I could be wrong.
I don't think I've been to Toronto, but sounds like a lovely city. I've been to Montreal a couple of
times. Yeah, it's great. I saw Dave Bromberg.
You know, Canada's looking better and better. All the time.
I'll show you around Toronto. It's been a long time since I've been there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sam, did you have something to say?
A couple random things, but they don't really matter. What's the difference between a cappuccino and a regular latte again? I forget.
I don't know.
Well, cappuccino, I think has it has less cream.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it should, but the cream has to mix perfectly with that very sharp, tangy flavor of a dark roasted coffee bean.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
All right. There we go.
It's National STEM or STEAM Day. Which do you prefer, STEM or STEAM? They're pretty much the same, but okay. The day inspires kids to. Now, this is interesting because we have a kid coming, a young person coming in next Monday morning.
14 years old.
So would you consider a 14-year-old a kid? Really?
Alpha generation.
Okay.
Yes, I would consider that a kid.
And I guess she's off to Harvard or something. We found this brilliant genius kid.
Yes, who's going to take over the show when
she
comes
in. She's
going to
come in, take over the show.
She's going to know everything that we know. And
yeah. She's
who needs age? You know, just. Ask the kids.
And she knows a lot about politics, too. So her name is Audrey, I believe. Anyway, she's coming in on Monday morning to explain everything to us. National STEM or STEAM Day is November 8th. It calls for a full steam ahead. The day inspires kids to explore and pursue their interests in science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. Yeah. That's the word. Or the, what do you call it, anagram? What do you call those?
An acronym?
Thank you. Anagram's a different thing.
Yeah.
So I've wondered, STEM has been a thing as long as I was in school. Science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Right. There was a lot of emphasis on getting kids to go into that. But when they added the arts, I was kind of confused because what else is there in school besides science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics?
Right.
Good question.
I mean, that covers the whole thing, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah. Although now they're wanting to go to something a lot simpler than that.
Are they?
And it's the three R's.
Reading, writing, and arithmetic.
That's right.
That's all you need.
That's all you
need.
That's
what we'll get. It's National Parents as Teachers Day. Mm-hmm. Okay. And
it's important.
What? National Parents as Teachers?
Yeah, Parent Teacher Day. Man, that is just like one of the most important days for every parent. You go and meet their teachers.
Mm-hmm.
You really have to do that. When you know the teachers, boy, you have a lot more confidence in your public school.
Yes, it's to encourage parent-teacher organizations. Okay, we will be back with more of the National Day Calendar and history and birthdays all coming up on the John and Gordy Morning Show.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX. It's the John and Gordy Show for a Friday morning. Indeed. We're talking old age and pain and ailments. You're invited to call in with your texts.
We've all got something going on. I've got a cold right now.
Do you have a cold?
Yeah,
what the heck?
My roommate
really?
Got me sick.
Oh my
gosh.
And
I woke up with this horrible leg cramp this morning. I thought I was. I didn't know what to think.
Yeah. It's funny how that transfers into your dream, though, sometimes.
Yeah. I was dreaming. I was in the emergency room and had a horrible leg pain, then I woke up and I had horrible leg pain.
That's right.
It was terrible.
That's pretty good.
I think it was just a cramp.
But, you know, Sam just mentioned something we haven't heard in a long time.
What, he's got a cold?
Yeah.
He's sick?
Getting a cold?
It's cold and flu season. It's November.
It's cold and flu season.
No one gets a cold anymore. They either get COVID.
Yeah.
Or the flu.
I haven't gotten my flu shot yet. I gotta
me
do
either.
That.
Yeah,
usually
I
do it right before I go home for Thanksgiving.
Did you get the COVID shot?
Well, last year.
No, okay. That's not the one.
What do you
the
mean?
New one, you the new one a for new this one. Fall. This
yeah.
No, I don't think I have.
Definitely get that
one. Well, I got COVID a few months ago.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. You still have the antibodies, probably. Yeah. So you don't need it. That's right.
Really?
We both got COVID.
It can't hurt. I mean, there's that one guy who got, like, what, 100-some COVID shots just true. For well, whatever. It
can't hurt. Yeah, you're right. It can't hurt.
I've got a couple of texts here coming in from Catherine. She was correcting us on the young lady that we're going to have in on Monday. She's applied to Harvard.
Yeah.
She hasn't been accepted yet.
Right. You know, I could apply to Harvard.
Well,
I wouldn't
you could.
Get in, but I could apply.
You know, she had to do 100 essays.
That's
100 essays to apply to Harvard.
Yeah.
Wow.
And what does she mean by he's not sleeping?
Well, that's probably why I'm sick is because I'm not.
Oh.
Well, we mentioned this after the election because I was up till 10 or 11, later than 10, probably 11 or 11:30 that night. And then I had to come in early the next day. And I mentioned to Catherine that I don't remember the last weeknight that I got more than like 6 hours of sleep.
Wow.
And she found that very shocking.
It's still crazy to get a cold. People don't get colds anymore. It's weird.
What do you mean people don't get colds anymore?
Anybody out there get colds? Come on. Text us. Let us know. It's just strange how it just has disappeared. Okay. I used to get a cold all the time. You know, we're on the radio.
Yeah.
It depends on us talking. Yeah. And a cold is usually the worst thing you could possibly get. Yeah. And I used to get it all the time.
Right. You did.
And I, nothing.
Well, yeah, except shingles.
COVID. Yeah, shingles. And shingles, yeah.
Oh, we had a call and we lost the call.
Catherine wanted to say something and then I guess she didn't.
No.
Well, okay.
You got to stay on the line, people.
Okay. I wanted to say something, so now I'm not going to. I'm just going to go home.
Don't go home. It's National Harvey Wallbanger Day.
Yes.
Yeah. How about that? You mix together this fruity, spirited cocktail by getting 3 parts vodka, 1 part Galliano, and 6 parts orange juice. Pour it into a highball glass and garnish it with an orange slice. And a maraschino cherry.
Oh, this isn't good.
That's a Harvey Wallbanger. Okay, what do we got here?
It says your phones aren't working.
Oh.
Went to Kreitlo, I think.
Oh. The phones are not operational?
So Kreitlo is getting all these calls now. Yeah, I got a cold. No, I never got a cold any.
Yeah. Okay.
what a question of the morning that is.
Interesting.
All right.
Okay. Hey, do we have any history stuff?
We do.
Yeah, what do you got?
Let's see. Today in 1895, William Rankin. What? What?
I don't know. Go ahead. William Rankin?
William
Who's he?
Rankin.
The name is familiar.
Well,
William Rankin.
You know the unit of radiation, Rankins?
Okay.
He discovered X-rays on this day in 1895.
Boy. Good.
That must have been fun for
Great
him.
Stuff.
Well, yeah. I mean, he didn't understand what was happening. He just, like, he had a camera in his, like, little lab, and then... He later went to develop the film in it, and then he found that there was bones on the film. He didn't understand it, and that's how they discovered that you could, like, take pictures of X-rays.
It was an accident, huh?
It was an accident, yeah.
Okay.
Interesting.
Today, in 1910, the modern bug zapper was invented.
In 1910?
1910.
Jeez, it took a while to take off.
Bug zapper.
Yeah, who would have thought of that idea?
Yeah.
Just
put something out there.
Electrocuting a bug.
It's pretty cool.
It is pretty fun to watch. Yeah. Have you ever played around with one of the handheld ones that looks like a tennis racket?
Yes.
No. Yeah, those are really fun to use.
Really, you just swat through the air and that's it?
Yeah, you go waving your arm around and see what you
hit. And if it's dark out, you can like see it zap.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun. Yeah.
I did one of those one time, and the bug stayed on there, and it wasn't quite dead. It was just like, it was just shaking.
Oh,
and
no.
And I felt really sorry.
It's alive. It's alive.
Any birthdays?
Frankenstein.
Any
mosquito.
Other history stuff?
Let's see. It's Gordon Ramsay's birthday.
Okay.
Yeah.
The chef,
angry chef.
The angry chef. Okay. Yeah. Are you familiar with MySpace, Tom?
No.
Nope.
Were you on MySpace back in the day?
No.
Briefly, but no.
Briefly.
Yeah. Not really.
The first big social media site.
Yeah.
Tom Anderson, born today in 1970. He was one of the co-founders of MySpace. And he was the least corporate person, least corporate-looking person on the staff there. So they decided that he would be the the person to be everyone's initial friend when they like joined the site.
Wow.
If you joined MySpace back in the day, you had one friend to start out with, and it was Tom.
Oh.
You have. Here's your one
kept
friend.
Kept him busy.
Yeah.
Okay. Birthdays?
That was the birthday.
Oh, that was it?
Yeah.
I saw
some TV history. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, it's Bonnie Raitt's birthday today.
Bonnie Raitt, who's
singer,
that?
Well, she's a singer-songwriter. Oh. Great. She's 75 today. Yeah.
Oh.
Happy birthday to her.
Yeah.
We got some TV history. Days of Our Lives debuted today in 1965.
That lasted a while, didn't it?
65.
I've never watched a soap opera, really.
Like, ever?
I don't think so, no.
Oh, man, they're hilarious.
Yeah.
I believe it. And today in 1972...
It's so dramatic. They're just crazy.
I'm sure, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've seen clips of it, I guess. I've never like sat down and watched
The
it.
Formula is funny. If you know the formula, you're just waiting for, you know, the next thing
exactly,
to happen.
Cliffhangers before every commercial.
The silly
just like,
cliffhangers,
what are they going to say next? Yeah. Commercial. Okay. Yep.
Today also in TV history, today in 1972, HBO debuted.
Wow.
The home box office.
72. Okay.
And that became a classic. I mean, they backed and paid for a lot of films, a lot of documentaries.
Yeah. Took a while for them to take off, though, didn't
it? Yeah, it did. It did take a long time.
Yeah.
And now they're part of Warner, I think.
I think so, yeah. CNN, Warner, whatever. Big conglomerates. Yeah. Okay.
Well, we'll see what happens with that. You know, I have to get
what are you looking for?
Looking for the outline here and see where we are. Oh, yeah, we've got Idiocracy right around the corner, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Is that what we're doing?
That stuff, yep.
You sure?
Oh, yes.
And then Rocker will be with us a little bit later on. And if you would like to call us or text us, I don't know. Are the phones working yet?
The phones are working. What you hear when you call might sound a little... It might not be us when you call, but the phones are working.
Okay, well...
We see your calls.
All right. We'll be back with more right around the corner. Idiocracy coming up.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
As the 21st century began, intelligence continued to decline until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
What an idiot! Oh, what a loser!
Now listen, Grapehead. I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
All right, 92.7 WMDX. John and Gordy in the morning, and it is time once again for Idiocracy. There's so much to cover in Idiocracy this morning.
Before we get to that, let me just mention the new Isthmus is out for those of you in the Madison area. The new Isthmus.
We normally get Judy Davidoff in here to talk about it. We're still trying to get her in for next week.
Yeah, next week. But this issue is all about nonprofits. They have a big section about nonprofits in here.
Okay.
And some other articles, and I was perusing through it yesterday, because you can pick it up first Thursday of the month, right? And there's a big article on civic media in here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you might want to check that out if you're a fan of all civic media.
Yes. I hope so.
We're not a nonprofit.
Well, not intentionally, but
intentionally.
I don't know. There's some debate about that. Anyway,
we're never mentioned in these articles.
I'm thinking of the. I don't think it's up yet. We're gonna start a new phone line for people to call in and leave messages outside of show hours.
Oh. Okay.
And we made a voicemail for it. Yeah. It's not up yet.
Okay.
But John has a line in that voicemail that goes something like, "If you like us and want to support us, give us money, lots of money."
Yeah, I heard that. I thought, did I say that?
I think you ad-libbed that. Yeah.
Wow. All right, well.
Anyway, this portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress, available on Madison's East or West Sides or online at verlo.com. And it's time now for Idiocracy. Let's get
all right. Let's get something straight, okay? Because you know, the Supreme Court has set us up for a huge fall by taking the guardrails away that control the president and what he wants to do. That is over with. He can do anything he wants now as long as it's an official act. And everything is going to be an official act, of course.
He can just declare it officially.
He can do anything he wants. Anything he wants.
Immunity, total immunity. Absolutely. For everything. He's pretty much like the king.
And they did this. One of the reasons why they did this is to protect him from lawsuits because, you know, everybody picks on poor Trump. Oh, they're just making stuff up and suing him left and right. Well, let's take those guardrails away so that doesn't happen. Oh, well, that's not a problem, is it? Mm. So, leading into that, watched MSNBC last night. And I think it was Alex Wagner that had Stephanie Ruhle on. Okay. And Stephanie is a financial person, really. And she was talking about Trump's proposed tariffs, these huge tariffs, 100%, 200%.
Yeah, that's what he's going to do.
20%. So she was talking about that, and a whole different scenario appeared. Just like, what is she talking about? This is what can happen. And the guardrails are gone now. That's why I mentioned it. He can just say that we're going to raise your tariffs. Let's say Japan.
Yeah.
10%. Japan's going to come to Trump on their knees and say, you know, let's work a deal.
Yeah.
And then Trump will make some money on that, a quid pro quo. And then they'll be exempt from the tariff. Mm. And that will happen over and over and over again. This guy is going to make so much money. The grift
billions
will be so extreme that the tariffs are just there to get people on their knees begging for mercy. Mm. And what can we do for you, sir? He likes to call himself sir during his speeches. What can we do for you, sir? And he will demand whatever he wants to demand, and he will get it, and he will gain power, and he will gain probably merchandising, all of that stuff. I mean, this is crazy. I didn't think of it.
Yeah.
Stephanie Ruhle came up with this thing. This is just an incredible epiphany.
Well, she's really smart, and in the financial world especially. Yes. That's kind of her specialty there, MSNBC.
Yes.
Yeah, that I hadn't thought of that either, but it makes perfect sense because if he's the guy in charge and he's the guy that gets to call the shots on tariffs,
right?
You know, he can threaten anybody, any country with that.
It's just amazing. I mean, he really can. He's the Don. He's mobster.
He is the Don.
He's calling the shots. You want protection?
Yeah. You got to talk to me.
Yeah, you got to talk to me.
Talk to me.
Wow. I mean, it just, whew. All right.
Hey, let's go to the John and Gordy hotline here, 608-879-8255. That's 879-TALK. Mark is on the line this morning. Good morning, Mark. What do you got for us?
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, you were just talking about that Trump can have, you know, take money in, but that is still a violation of the Emoluments Clause of the Constitution. I mean, I don't think that can be taken. An emolument is not a...
They're not doing... You know they didn't do anything about the Emoluments Clause. He's already made money. The last time he was in it, they didn't do anything about it.
But Congress, even the Republicans need to insist on that because, I mean, and for all what has happened in the past, I mean, and our founders would be well aware of what happened in the past is that somebody gets like Trump may happen to be. Is he going to have an official taster to make sure his onions haven't been dosed with whatever have been killing people with the onions at McDonald's you know, that it is just because I've read too much history and I read a book on called Rubicon. It was about the collapse of the Roman Republic and that emperors got to the point where they had to make sure that what they were getting, even from friends and allies, that they weren't going to get off. Because look over in Russia, you know, Putin gets mad at somebody, and they end up either poisoned or tossed out a window.
Yeah.
That's
a good point.
We're gonna have to worry about that. I think
it's it's going to be a bumpy ride.
It really is. I mean, I think maybe, you know, we're sitting here thinking, well, what is he going to do with departments and agencies, and what is he going to cut? But really, when it all comes down to what it's all about, is the guardrails are gone, and we do not know how that is going to affect the country. That's an unknown, an incredible unknown.
Mark, thanks for your call.
All right, Mark.
Appreciate
thanks,
it.
Brothers.
Yeah.
608-879-8255.
And remember, he was selling the $100,000 watches.
Yeah.
And that was just to make money, yeah. and a quid pro quo again, and he would never actually sell the watches, but he would take the money as if he had. And that's
exactly.
it. And that's it.
The analogy that I mentioned to you guys right before we came back after the break, it's a bowling analogy. The first term under Trump was like if he was bowling with the bumpers up and just whipping it down the lane, and everyone was doing everything they could to keep those bumpers up. This time around, it's like he is taking the bowling ball and just chucking it across the room.
Yeah.
No bumpers at all.
Yeah. This Nothing. Is insane.
Yeah. Well, it appears the rounding up of illegal aliens and undocumented migrants, all of that seems to be at the top of the list right now.
And people who look illegal.
Yeah.
that's the other
Where are your
very,
papers? Yeah.
very crazy part of that whole story is that they're just going to round people up whether they're illegal or not.
And they're estimating the cost of that would be in the hundreds of billions of dollars.
Right.
Like $900 billion.
Can you imagine how he's going to run up the bill?
How do you even do that?
Is he going to be able to get away with that? Or is this going to be Mexico build the wall kind of deal? Is he just going to say that he wants to do it and not be able to get the funding to accomplish it?
Well, these people aren't able to, provide a quid pro quo,
Well,
I think the Republicans are controlling the Senate.
Yes.
And the House is still up for grabs, but kind of leaning like the Republicans are going to get that too.
Right. But do you think Republicans in their fiscally conservative nature are going to be willing to foot the bill to accomplish this, even though they've wanted to literally kick people out of the country for so long?
Oh, yeah. I definitely believe that. They may not want to do any of this, but
they don't have a choice. They can't stand up to Trump.
Yeah.
Nobody can stand up to that
Right.
guy.
They're afraid to stand up to him.
Yeah.
And that's why, it'll probably be a majority. I mean, the Senate will be a majority vote for anything that he wants to pass. And the House, if it goes to the Republicans, that will be a sure thing as well. There won't be anyone who dissents only because they're afraid of retribution. It's as simple as that. This guy truly is a mob boss. And we saw that all along in his first term. He acted like that.
Yeah.
And he's always dealt with mob bosses in New York. If you look up his history, he has always done that. He has taken loans out with mob bosses. He has supplied them apartment buildings. It's a sordid past.
He's Tony Soprano.
Yeah.
So in now the Oval Office.
And now he's going to act like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is crazy stuff. So, and it's also a giveaway now to major corporations. There's going to be another 1% tax cut for corporations as well. And there's a feeding frenzy for that as well.
Mm-hmm.
The Wall Street went right through the roof when they found out that Trump was going to be the next president. Deregulation, they know that's coming. So we'll probably have another situation where there's going to be a great recession because that was partial deregulation of Wall Street. So who knows what's going to happen there. But here I have this story. Corporations raised $16 million to oppose Oregon's universal basic income plan, and they won. These corporations, they were truly against universal basic income, and that is something for poor people.
Mm-hmm.
We provide them $500 a month, maybe $1,000 a month, and they can do with it what they want. But normally, they buy food and pay rent.
Yeah, it goes right back into the economy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But the corporations now have say over all this. They're using their money for this. The measure proposed giving $1,600, get this, annually, not a month.
Annual,
$1,600 annually.
Wow.
To state residents and corporations just couldn't handle that. Basic income programs have been tried across the U.S. And it's worked in all the places that they have had this. And yet, you know, they're afraid that people will just sit back and, you know, not work and just take this basic income. That doesn't happen. You know, what I've heard is that a lot of people have saved that money that they get, you know, as a basic income, and they've saved it to start their own businesses, to fund their own businesses.
Right.
Yeah. So it's really a huge benefit and something everybody should at least be thinking about, because now we're in an economy where there are a lot of independent contractors, no guaranteed, you know, unemployment benefits, you know, no pensions, nothing. And this would really help soothe, I guess, a lot of people's nerves who get into businesses for themselves, and they have this basic income in order to fall back on in case, you know, their idea didn't exactly work out like they planned.
Exactly. Yeah. No, it's a great program, and it's too bad that the corporations are nixing it.
The gig economy is what they call it. Yeah. 78% of voters rejected the idea, believe it or not. They, they put a huge ad campaign out. That's $16 million they put ads out, bad-mouthing this thing. So, you know, the voters said, oh, yeah, yeah, that sounds like a bad idea. People will get really lazy. So 78% of the voters rejected this thing. Some tech leaders have also suggested that cash assistance programs will become more necessary as artificial intelligence disrupts the job market. That's another reason why we should have at least a universal basic income of some sort.
Right. Yeah.
The one the one state ballot measure that I've been seeing a lot about that didn't pass, California was trying to outlaw basically legal slavery. So the 13th Amendment allows involuntary servitude is the language for prisoners. So if you're in prison for something, you can be forced to work. And California had a measure on their ballot to outlaw that in the state, and it didn't pass.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, yeah. Crazy stuff.
Wow. Yeah.
We got a text in from Gary. Thank you for this text. He says Republicans will steal everything they can get their hands on.
Well, that's absolutely true. You know, they used prison labor here in the state, too, to fill a lot of jobs that they could have actually paid people for.
Yeah.
So it's already happened.
It is. Okay.
I know.
Take a
idiocracy.
Breath. It's idiocracy.
That's what it's
for
out.
Friday.
Yeah.
6:49 coming up in our next hour. Rocker will be in the studio to share some music with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
.7 WMDX. This is John and Cordy in the morning.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Yeah. You know, it may seem like we're angry and depressed and we're not going to make it through the show.
Right.
But we are.
It's kind of been like that all week.
It really,
but, you know,
it really has
sort of
been difficult.
Yeah, it's been a tough week. But skies are looking good this morning. It's nice and clear.
Beautiful.
It's a beautiful start, 44 degrees, expecting highs in the mid to upper 50s. We'll talk to Brittany Merlot and get the latest on the weekend weather coming up in about 20 or minutes or so.
Let's get some of the things out of the way. The Daily Show dealt with the after-election effect.
Yeah.
And they called it, "What the Actual F, America?" Desi Leidic, a great comedian, and she hosted this particular segment. I thought, why don't we just take a listen to this, all right?
Okay.
Cut 73.
Well, if you're just joining me in this waking nightmare, yesterday was Election Day. We were all hoping it would make history, and boy, did it ever.
Mr. Trump made history last night. He will be the first convicted felon to be president of the United States.
America has elected its first criminal president before electing its first female president. What a day for proud felonists. What the actual f- America? We have had two qualified, accomplished women nominated for president, and both times they lost to the worst man in the whole country.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. You named it.
Like, at this point, it's starting to feel like we're going to get every other first before we get a first woman president. First Amish president. First Wahlberg president. Hey, there's no rule that says a dog can't be president as long as it's a boy dog. But instead of breaking the glass ceiling, last night America decided to get back with her dirtbag ex, and I had no idea how much she missed him.
Overnight, a stunning victory for Donald Trump, blowing through the so-called blue wall of Midwest states
in county after county across the country, improving on his margin of victory in past races.
Suburban areas, rural areas, even big cities and bluer parts of the map all tipped in his direction.
It is a sweeping and stunning victory unlike any in our history. It will be studied and debated for generations.
To last generations? That is the optimism I was looking for. Thanks, George Slapidopoulos. That's your legal name now. Yeah. But that's right, Trump is on track to win every single swing state and the popular vote. Just like the relationship between Trump and Eric, this one wasn't close at all. Oh my God. I have four more years of Eric jokes. F*** me. Just think about what happened here. America voted this guy out in 2020, and what has he done since then? He tried to overthrow the government. He was convicted of 34 felonies. He spent an entire campaign promising vengeance against his enemies. And if you're wondering who, after all of that, would want to back him up, well, buckle up. It's a long list.
The former president winning with a coalition driven by white voters, men, and first-time voters.
Young men in union households.
Those older voters.
Voters age 45 to 64.
Those younger than the age of 30.
Black men, Latino men, suburban women, Arab Americans, and white men.
So, all of America. All of America. You just listed all of America. Yeah. Seems the only groups you can't blame for Trump's victory are black women and people in comas.
Yep, there it is.
That sums it up.
It really does, but not quite. I mean, I have another cut here, cut 76.
Okay.
This is the white supremacist, Nick Fuentes, and he feels a little more confident now after the election. Why don't we check that out?
When you're totally not pressed. The feel when we control your bodies. Hey, bitch, we control your bodies. Guess what? Guys win again, okay? Men win again. And yes, we control your bodies. Hi, I'm your Republican congressman. Hi, I'm your Republican congressman. It's your body, my choice. And men, women again. Men win again. There will never, ever be a female president. Never. There will never be a female president, ever. It's over.
Man.
Glass ceiling. Dude, it's a ceiling made of bricks. You will never break it. Your stupid face keeps hitting the brick ceiling. We will keep you down forever. You will never control your own bodies. You will never be the president of the global empire. Never gonna happen, sweetie. Your body, our choice.
There you go. Nick Fuentes.
Nick Fuentes. Wow.
Chiming in. Always good to hear from him, and we got a text here. Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for your uplifting show.
Yeah, we're doing the best we can. That's from Susan and McFarland. She's got more to say there, John.
Oh, yes, I know. Well, this is what the folks wanted. More babies, no daycare, less food, no regulations on food, drinking water, and the list goes on and on.
Solutions?
No. Yeah, RFK Jr. is going to be in charge of that, so we know what's going to happen.
I was going to say earlier when we were playing the Daily Show clip about who voted for Trump. I was over in Waukesha area very briefly yesterday, and I was driving through this neighborhood, and it was a neighborhood much like a place where I grew up, not far from where I grew up, and there were quite a few Trump flags hanging on the houses in their yards.
Yeah.
And Mike McCabe said a few weeks ago, if you leave the bubble of Madison, then you would get a reality shock. And mm-hmm. I definitely did get a reality shock because I haven't driven through
it's so crazy.
A place like that in quite a while. But
people hang up these flags
it explains out of their porches.
It's so odd and so unusual.
It is. Hey, it is 6:58. Coming up in our next hour, we'll start out with the big story and then Rocker coming up too. 92.7 WMDX.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.